Jen Evans is Aurora's Director of Public Art. She's held this title since October of 2017. She says she came into her current position with diversity in mind.
Well, something that I've been doing with public art from the day I got there was to ensure that half of the artists and anybody who got stipends or had a leadership position as a curator, paid or not, was a person of, I had half females and half people of color.
Evan says she wants to provide leadership opportunities for those who are underrepresented in the city.
I'm not necessarily curating for something really professional.
She says that although Aurora is full of different cultures, she noticed something during the cleanup after the recent protests.
There was such a variety of artists there, you know, and then somebody said to me on like day two or three, you know, I noticed that most of the artists on one side of the block are white and most of the artists on the other side of the block are people of color.
She says the cleanup experience created many new relationships.
I thought it's so important that we mix this up because it's easy for people to just sort of stay with the people that are easier to, you know, that are like right around them.
So Evan says the protests and looting ended up starting something positive. There was a meeting the Sunday after the cleanup. Artist Tyler Waldrop was there.
He started this Juneteenth project that he had mentioned, but because of the plywood thing and because he had been able to connect to people at this kind of casual meeting that Sunday night, he made it happen.
She says it's enriching for artists to come together like this.
Sort of building this alliance of artists in Aurora is really important, and that's how we're going to get stuff done.
Evans first moved to Aurora in 1996. She didn't grow up in a diverse environment.
I grew up in Westchester, which is in the Proviso Township, but Westchester at the time was like this one little white village.
And she says she's always wanted to learn about other cultures when she was younger.
I was really hungry for that. Like, since I was real little, I thought there's gotta be another way of doing this.
She says things changed as she got older. She finished her bachelor's degree in fine and studio arts at Northern Illinois University. Then she had children.
But when they were 10 months and 24 months, we moved to rural Japan.
Evans taught English during that time while raising her kids. Later in 2006, right after getting her master's degree from NIU, Evans moved to the east side of Aurora.
And I was so fascinated with all of the people in like ethnic costume taking their kids to school. It was so cool. Like, I want to meet these people.
Evans' curiosity about different cultures at one point landed her in Eastern Africa. She says it started with a desire to help.
I reached out to like World Relief because I wanted to get involved.
Then she went to a religious-based event run by older women from St. Charles. There she met a woman from Ethiopia. It turned out they had a connection through their children.
We figured out that our daughters were best friends at McCleary, and we've been good friends ever since.
Eventually, she traveled with her friend to Ethiopia.
And we were there to teach a workshop for the students, and then we did a mural on the wall, and then I ended up kind of deciding what the mural was going to be and then kind of leading the project.
But whether it's Africa or Aurora, Evans has a goal in mind.
I'm looking to make personal relationships that last a long time.
Evans says she will continue to learn about other people and places as she travels through the art world.
I love swimming around in other cultures more than I love art.
With her day job, Evans has had a chance to foster that feeling in the community. But despite her title, she's not directing the outcome. Evan says her role is to bring artists from different backgrounds together. After that, she says, she'll back away and let the magic happen. I'm Yvonne Booz.